The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Do something constructive with your money instead of betting it on Kalen DeBoer. Here's the bottom line. In the National Football League, you play to win the game. And the Green Bay Packers now, 2 days before the season starts, have Micah Parsons instead of Kenny Clark. And the Cowboys have Kenny Clark instead of Micah Parsons. Period.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry magnificent football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, a betting recap from Week 1 NFL Sunday, where trying to catch a falling knife results in severed limbs. Oh yeah, we will go through all the results from yesterday, almost none of which went well. And how it might have been, in all seriousness, the most statistically unlucky betting weekend of my life. AKA, I lost. In soul-crushing fashion. And we'll get to it as we move along in the show. One wonderful guest today on You Better You Bet, our BetMGM Network teammate, our friend Sam Panayotovich, will join us from BetSweats, a weekend betting recap with Sam, including Sam's thoughts on the Heisman Trophy in college football. And all our bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour, which will, of course, feature side total and props, Monday Night Football with the Bears and the Vikings in Chicago. We will bring you the latest injury information on this game, where the Bears could be down like three very critical defensive players, including probably the two best members of their secondary in Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon. We will find out as we approach kickoff. We should know by the end of the show if they're playing or not. It will impact the bets that are given out. So we will bring you all the latest injury news and then all our bets, side total props, Femi's Island first touchdown scorers, and thy royal prop king for the first Monday Night Football game of the season, the Bears and the Vikings to close the show. Current betting market for that game, sitting right now, Vikings a 1-point road favorite, so the Bears have gotten bet a little bit today, and the total sitting at 43.5. The rest of the show, of course, dedicated to week number one in the National Football League. And where we will start, Sunday Night Football. The betting reaction of this game is coming up next hour on the show. So we'll save that for now, and we'll just talk about the actual game itself. It's one of the best Week 1 games in the history of Week 1 in the NFL. And I felt that before even Buffalo came all the way back to win the game. As Buffalo is mounting its comeback in the final few minutes of the game, I'm watching, and I've got money on Baltimore. And I'm not really enjoying myself at this moment as Buffalo is coming back. But I have to acknowledge, as a football fan, as a sports fan, it's one of the best Week 1 games ever. And last night was the 20th anniversary of Sunday Night Football on NBC. And I remember watching Giants-Colts, the Manning Bowl, and like I bet the Giants in that game, and the Colts absolutely annihilated the Giants in that game. And thinking back of all the great Sunday Night Football games, and there are many, I mean, this one's right at the top of the list. It's one of the best football games And I don't want to be prisoner of the moment here. I don't want to say one of the best. It's one of the better football games I've ever seen. The thousands of football games that I've watched. Just an absolute joy. An absolute pleasure. Two great teams. Two alien quarterbacks. At the height of their powers. Trading blows. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome sporting event. Putting a bow on what was a really fun week one NFL Sunday. And then the result. Buffalo coming back from 15 points down with under 4 minutes to play to stun the Ravens 41-40. Absolutely unbelievable. Matt Prater signed off the street after Tyler Bass gets hurt and placed on IR. Red-eye flight to Buffalo. Josh Allen's doing the post-game interview on NBC with Melissa Stark, and he's standing next to Matt Prater, and I would bet $1,000 that Josh Allen doesn't know who Matt Prater is. Like, who is this guy that's standing here with me doing this interview? Is he a kicker? Is he the equipment guy? Who is this person? Well, I'll tell you what. Not that I look like a professional athlete, because I don't. Matt Prater looks like he should be teaching high school biology. And good for him. He made the game-winning kick. Just a brutal job by Baltimore all around. With 30 seconds to line that kick up. A little chippy for Matt Prater. So Buffalo wins the game, 41-40. Yet another gut punch loss in a series of them for this iteration of the Baltimore Ravens. Now, typically, on You Better You Bet, when we have games like this, and I break them down, I usually start with the winners. And what I say is, to the victors go the spoils. And we lead with the victors. Today, I want to lead and start with the losers. The Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, Derrick Henry, and the Baltimore Ravens. You know, the sultans of spreadsheets. The excellence of EPA. The dukes of DVOA. And the princes of points per drive. All you need to do is nerd out even like 0.5% and take a look at some kind of analytics sheet, whatever, one of these statistics, and it will tell you that the Baltimore Ravens in 2023 and 2024 are among the best teams ever in the history of football. The 2023 Baltimore Ravens, you know, the team that got stuffed into a locker in the AFC Championship game at home by the Kansas City Chiefs. The 2024 Ravens, who couldn't get it done on the road in Buffalo in the divisional round. Shout out to Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson. All these acronyms, DVOA, EPA, WTF, FUBR, they all say that the Ravens are the best. And then the lights get bright. And the games get played. And the Baltimore Ravens, the urine trickles down the leg. I'll be honest with everybody. In the fourth quarter, and even before the fourth quarter, but let's use the fourth quarter here of last night's game. As the Bills are getting turned over on downs, and Derrick Henry, like a hot knife through butter, annihilating this Bills defense. I thought to myself in that moment, the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in football, and it's not even close. They are going to be a regular season juggernaut. They're going to not that they're going to go undefeated, but they're going to absolutely smash this regular season. And what I had said going into the game, which was that the Buffalo Bills, when it was all said and done, the Bills would be shown to be the third of the AFC Big Three, not knowing what would happen on Friday night in Brazil. I'm thinking, man, the Ravens are number one in the regular season, number one with a bullet, and this has got to make you feel better about Baltimore when they get to January. That's how impressive it was. They dominated this game for 55 minutes. For 55-plus minutes, they dominated this game on the road. And I can say what I want to about Buffalo as far as the playoffs are concerned, that I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, and I have questions about the secondary. Buffalo's a really good team, obviously. And Josh Allen's a Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously. And the reigning MVP, obviously. And the Ravens kick their ass for the vast majority of this game. It wasn't close. Baltimore outclassed the Buffalo Bills. Until they didn't. And this is what always happens with the Baltimore Ravens in the John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson era. Per ESPN's Ben Solak, friend of the show, comes on You Better You Bet all the time. The Ravens, since the 2021 season began, have lost 8 games in which they have had a win probability of at least 90%. 3 more than the next closest team. This is what the Ravens do. This is what they do. How many times do the Ravens have to do this, show you their ass, before you believe it? And I bet them. I bet them in this game. So I'm to blame also. How many times do we collectively need to see it before we actually believe it? Because, like, 6 weeks from now, you know what the spreadsheets are going to say? EPA and DVOA and PPD and WTF and GTFO. And FU, they're all going to say that the Ravens are the best team. And this year, we all have to make a promise to each other and say to ourselves, no, not this time. Not this time. And look, like, Lamar Jackson gets deservedly a lot of the blame in moments like this. Even though he played really well in the game, like, can you get one first down in the final couple drives to salt this game away? And while Lamar's far from, like, the only person to blame, and I wouldn't even say he's one of the top 2 people to blame in this particular game, you can certainly look at Ravens' blown leads in the past and put it at the feet of Lamar Jackson. And, I mean, the thing with Lamar, I mean, you compare him to Josh Allen, like Josh Allen, at least, if this were a video game, like, Josh Allen gets to the final boss of the video game. Like, he at least loses to Patrick Mahomes. Like, Josh Allen makes it to the final boss. The Ravens can't even beat the Bills. Like, the Ravens are stuck on the second-to-last level of the video game. They can't even get to the final stage. They don't even play the final boss. They lose to the second-to-last boss. Like, Mike Tyson's punch-out, they don't fight Mike Tyson. They're getting knocked out by Super Macho Man. At least the Bills make it to the end of the game. The Ravens don't even make it to the end. Lamar Jackson gets so much blame. Here's my question for everybody. At what point do we collectively say John Harbaugh might be a problem? When does that happen? Not that he isn't a great coach. Not that I wouldn't want him as the head coach. I'm a Giants fan. You don't think I'd take John Harbaugh as the coach of my team? Please. He's a great coach. But at what point do we say, like, this ain't working as far as winning a Super Bowl goes? He gets this look on his face on the sideline as everything's going to hell. He's a deer in headlights. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't move. He looks like one of those guys in Times Square in Manhattan that stands still and, like, wants you to give you money for it. He's paralyzed. And he used to be aggressive. And I don't know what the hell he was thinking last night. We're at the end of this game. And I understand that the 2 prior possessions hadn't gone well for Baltimore. 3 and out and then the Derrick Henry fumble. But you have a chance. But like a field goal by Buffalo, you lose if Buffalo makes that kick. You lose if that happens. Up 40-38. A 4th and 3. I don't give a bleep if it's from your own 38. You punt that ball, you lose. You lose if you punt that football back to Josh Allen. You lose. In the same way that if the situations were reversed and Buffalo were punting it back to Lamar Jackson, I would say, you lose. You punt it back to Patrick Mahomes. You lose. What a shock. Minute 26. No timeouts. Who cares? With Josh Allen, the MVP. Of course he gets them into field goal range. And it's a chippy. And the Bills win. And the Ravens lose. Again. On the other side, more on Baltimore's loss. We'll talk about Buffalo's win. And the statement of intent made by the Green Bay Packers.